Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you for the next, 3 hours. The first one, we're going to be talking to Kristen from Yarra Valley Water, a very interesting subject coming up there. Then between 1 and 2, we've got our legal hour, the people from Hutchison Legal be coming in. And if you've got any questions you want answered on a particular law, give Greg a ring now on 59-615-991. 59-615-991. They'll be only too happy to talk to you. And then between 2 and 3, we've got a lady that you've heard on this station. She's not a presenter, and we're going to do choice tunes with her. You know what we do? We're going to find out about her life, and we've got the 8 songs that have been part of her life, and we're going to find out why they've been part of her life. But first of all, it's my pleasure to talk to Kristen from Yarra Valley Water. Welcome, Kristen.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you along. Kristen, we're going to talk about something that probably not a lot of people want to talk about. We're going to talk about the sewers, but we're not talking about some of the stuff that we could be. We're going to be talking about some of the stuff that they actually do pull out of the sewers that shouldn't be there, and some of them we can do a lot about. And bear in mind, the money they spend on having to get rid of this stuff, you and I are paying. So, Kirsten, tell us a bit about... I've heard that the commie or the word fatberg. Tell us a bit about what creates a fatberg.
A fatberg in the sewer is a combination of fats and oils that get poured down the drain, and they mix in with other things that get flushed down the toilet that shouldn't be there, like wet wipes and sanitary products and other things that don't break down, and then they clog up and set almost like concrete in the pipes.
And then they're extremely hard to get out, no doubt.
They can be extremely hard to get out. They can block up the pipes completely, and we spend over $1 million a year cleaning them out of our pipes.
$1 million a year? Now, some of these wipes that you're talking about are actually put on them, that you can put them down the drain, don't they? But they shouldn't be going down.
Well, there's a new Australian standard that's a flushable standard, so yeah. Those products now have to pass a really rigorous testing regime to state that they are flushable, which means they'll break down. But even then, I would only flush one or two at a time.
Yep. But you say it's a standard. Is it an enforceable standard? And does it have to be written on every packet or what?
No, it doesn't have to be at this stage. It's a voluntary standard. It's just recently been introduced.
Right. So is that right across the board or just here in the Yarra Valley?
That's an Australian standard across the board.
Oh, that's terrific. So you were saying, I think, it costs over $1 million a year to get rid of this stuff.
Absolutely. We clean thousands of these blockages out every year. The largest one we've had in the last few years was 42 tonnes. That's exceptional.
Gee. And that looked a bit like Cousin It, didn't it?
Oh, we pull out quite a few Cousin Its, actually, yes. Yeah.
And the other thing you mentioned is sanitary products. Well, I didn't think any of those were supposed to go down the sewer.
They're absolutely not. Same with cotton buds and dental floss.
Yeah, what's the problem with those? They just never break down, do they?
They don't break down, yep. So they either clog up or we pull them out in the treatment plant at the other end and they end up in landfill.
So I know it's not a terrific subject to be talking about the sewer, but, I mean, it does cost a lot of money and we can do something about that. It's not like it's out of our control. I mean, obviously, if tree roots are down there, well, there's nothing we can do about the tree roots. But there is a lot that we can do about not putting stuff down. And I guess in some of these products, A, first of all, they said you could put them down, and B, there's nothing... People have just been doing it so long.
Yeah, absolutely. So we like to remind people of the 3 P's are the only things you should flush.
God, surprise me.
Pee, poo and paper.
Well, that's fair enough too. I guess when you get these big bergs that are going down, do they go down all in one... like when we were talking about Cousin It... do they just appear all over the place or do they tend to congregate in one big spot?
Oh, yeah, that's a really good question. We find them all over our network. We have 10,000 kilometres of sewer pipes.
10,000?
Yep, across eastern Melbourne. Yep. And we find them everywhere. We do find more around shopping centres because of the fats and oils that often end up down the drain.
So it's, if that sort of stuff wasn't going down, then they wouldn't necessarily congeal, would they? I mean, that's part of your problem.
Yeah, both things contribute to the problem.
So for a, well, no, I don't have a shot at anyone, but can you, is it legal to put fats and that down the sewer?
No, it's not.
Oh. So what do you do about it? Well, can you find out who did it? Is that possible? It's just not possible.
It's generally not possible, and it often can be lots of little shops, restaurants, homeowners, and it just all congregates in the big pipes.
All right. We're just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Talking to Kristen from Yarra Valley Water, and we've talked about these fat bergs, and while you might not think it's a great subject to talk about, you've got to understand that the decisions we make are actually costing us money, because as Kristen just said, it's costing over $1 million a year to get rid of this stuff. So Kristen, I've got to ask you, and I've seen a photo of a cockatoo or something down in a sewer. What other sort of interesting items? Because I think it might have been in Queensland. I saw once a crocodile down there.
Thankfully, no crocodiles.
Yeah, I'm glad for that.
But, yes, we did have a galah that was 10 metres down. It hitched a ride on one of our inspection cameras, video cameras, and we rescued it. That was in Rosanna.
Geez, that'd be hard.
He looked quite happy. He was just chirping along.
But you got him back.
We did get him back. The last few years with the floods, one of the things we've found quite a few times is turtles, quite a lot of turtles.
True.
Yeah. We rescued over 30 turtles in one go in Lilydale last year.
True. What? Well, no, I might ask that. I was going to say, what would happen if you didn't rescue them all? It wouldn't be a good end, would it?
Probably not a good ending for them, yeah.
So, I mean, they're just obscure, well, not obscure items, they're just items that happen out of the blue, aren't they? They're just, like, you wouldn't rescue a bird every day of the week, would you?
Absolutely not. So we get quite excited when we find things like that.
So how often do you actually, I know you said that you're working every day cleaning this, but say on a pipe between here and Wurrialik or something, how often would you have to clean those pipes out?
Oh, that's a really good question that I don't have the answer to on the tip of my fingers, but we do have regular programs where we look at where we've had issues. So we've had blockages, or we've run our cameras through and they've said there's a problem here, and then we'll go do maintenance on those pipes. Oh. So it's a sort of prioritised program.
So how often would the tree roots be causing the problems? Because they seem to cause a bit of a hassle too, although the sewers are pretty big, aren't they? But you still get problems with the tree roots?
Definitely. And some of our sewers are not particularly large. And we haven't had huge issues with tree roots in the last few years, but going into drier weather, the tree roots seek out the water in the sewers.
So how do they get in there? It's always intrigued me as to how they... Like, do they break the pipes? I wouldn't have thought they could break concrete.
Well, there's little cracks, or they just find their ways in. The pipes move in the clay soils, which can crack them too, and then the tree roots take advantage of that.
Yeah, because I remember, this is probably 20 years ago, we seemed to have a spate of them, didn't we, that I think it might have been a drought, and so they were saying that the parts of the dirt moved one way and the other bits didn't, and they were sort of breaking quite a few pipes there for at least 12 months.
Yeah, definitely. So summer we always get more pipes breaking, especially the water mains, yeah. And when we move into these sort of El Nino conditions that we're forecasting now, the potential is for even more breaks. Out east, we've got highly reactive clay soils. Anyone who's tried to build a house out here will know that. And and they move the pipes around because it expands and contracts.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it's, as I said before, we can do something about this, can't we? We don't have to keep on spending this $1 million a year if people start to do the things that they stop doing the things they shouldn't be doing.
Oh, it would make my life a lot easier, definitely. It would be fantastic. And it can be a real disruption to people in their own houses too, because it can block up the pipes in your own house.
And there's nothing worse. I've had it once at 2 a.m. and you can't get a plumber at 2:00.
No, you can't, and it's quite unpleasant.
All right, we'll take a quick break.
You were young and your heart was low. This ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let die. Live and let die. We'll be right back.
Dorchy Place, and you're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Welcome back to Community Connections. I have with me Kristen, and we're from Yarra Valley Ward. She's from Yarra Valley Ward, and we talk about the things that go down the sewer, A, because we want people to stop putting some of this rubbish down there. But we talked about you found a bird down there and some turtles. What's some of the most interesting stuff that you have found down there?
If I've talked to some of the people that remove these things, they say that some of the most interesting things they've found are kids' toys.
True.
Not sure how they got there.
Yep.
And dog toys. We do, yep. I have seen false teeth.
Well, you wouldn't want them back.
No one's turned up to try and claim them, no.
Oh, I wonder why.
We do get calls from time to time for people who have dropped their engagement rings and other, you know, jewellery down the drain.
So how does that end up?
We can't find it. Usually it will be stuck inside all the other things that end up down the sewer, and it's really hard to find. So really, if you've dropped your ring down the drain, turn the water off and get a plumber, because if you keep running the water, it'll end up in the sewer and probably can't find it again.
Well, I was going to say, once you push the button once more, that's probably the end of the story, isn't it?
Yeah, that's probably the end of the story.
All right, so fat birds should go where? Into landfill.
Into landfill.
And the personal hygiene for the ladies?
Landfill.
Landfill as well.
Yep.
So they just never break down, do they?
No,
some
they
of those
don't.
Products.
No. So we're pulling them out every day at our treatment plants, yeah.
Is there plans, and I don't know enough about some of these products, is there plans eventually that they might be able to produce products that actually do break down?
I don't know. I think it would be a possibility. I'm amazed with what we can produce, so I would see that could be something we could look at in the future.
Well, generally, I mean, there's always some bright scientists out there or some companies that are doing research and development. And I would have thought that maybe if these items shouldn't go down there, that maybe they could look at some way of producing an item that could go down there.
Potentially. I know with the wet wipes, there are now ones that do break down much, much quicker than the wet wipes we were using quite a few years ago.
But so, you're still not recommending that they put them down, though, are you?
Still not recommending. If they meet the flushable standard, then maybe one or two, but still not recommending. And check the packet carefully.
So I just want to get back to these fat birds, because I was saying to you off air before that in London they say they pull out a double-decker bus per year. That's how big the berg is. I mean, no wonder it blocks stuff up. So how much do you reckon you'd pull out per year?
We pull out about 100 tonnes of wet wipes a year.
So what do we plan? That'd be more than a bus, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be more than a bus. And it's about 1,300 blockages that we have to clear a year. So that's about
1,300?
Yeah, more than one a day.
Yeah. Is it mainly caused, like we're talking about the wet wipes and the grease and all that going down, that's what caused caused the blockage. But is it normally a tree root that stopped them, or does it sometimes just the fat or whatever it is stops in one spot and then everything else attaches it?
Yeah, it can be both. So the tree roots definitely accelerate it, because the wipes and things and the fats can catch on the tree roots, and that can definitely accelerate it. We have a lot of sewer pump stations, especially out in the hills and out in the valleys, to move the sewage around.
Yep.
They just get filled up, and that can clog our pumps as well.
Oh, so it's not only a case of the pipes get blocked, that when it's coming into the pumps. So there's obviously filters there to stop it getting into the pump itself, and they just block up.
Yeah, it gets into the pumps and they block up. All the controls that control the pumps block up, and dental floss can get wrapped around them as well.
Gee whiz. All right, we're going to take another quick break and we're back with more.
Shine tonight.
Kristen, one of the reasons why I wanted to do this interview, because it is something that we can have an effect on. If it was something that it was just tree roots and that, well, there's not a lot we can do about it. But in this case, it is costing Yarra Valley Water $1 million a year. And whether we like it or not, we're paying for that. So we can do it. So give me, apart from the three Ps, give me some things that people just should not be putting down the sewer. Let me just chuck in one. What about paint?
Definitely not paint.
All right. What else?
So a few of the other things I've mentioned before, anything that's rubbish, rubbish in the bin, paint, fats and oils, sanitary products, wet wipes, rags, money.
I'm not sure why you'd be putting money down there.
I'd suggest it was an accident.
And false teeth.
And I would also suggest that was an accident, but yeah, try to keep your false teeth out of the loo.
And the other thing that you mentioned too, it's probably not a good idea in a fit of rage to throw your engagement ring down the toilet and then hope you're going to get it back.
I would definitely say that's some sage advice.
Yeah. Look, thanks for coming in, Kristen. I know you've got to get away, but it has been an interesting discussion. If someone told me we'd be talking about the sewers, I'd have said you're mad. But when you start to think about it, I mean, $1 million is a lot of money and times are tough. And if we can keep our water bills down by a bit, well, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It's all about keeping those bills down, but also the impact it can have on the environment. If sewers block up and they spill, that can have a real impact on the local environment as well.
Can have it on your own environment around the house as well, let me tell you.
Absolutely.
Kristen, thanks very much for your time. I wish you well, and I hope we can get rid of a whole lot of these things that are coming into our drains.
Thanks so much for having me.
No worries. Thank you.